Hi, I'm Kenna Danielle, and you are listening to Lone Star Community Radio on 104.5 KCZW LP Conroe and 106.1 KZCC LP Conroe and worldwide on IRLoneStar.com.
Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com.
Welcome to Veterans Air, the Veterans Hour, your source for news, talk, and uncensored commentary here on the Lone Star Community Radio. I'm your host, Douglas B., and you can listen to us live the first Tuesday of every month at 1 p.m. On Conroe's FM 106.1 and 104.5. We'll also go out on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and wherever you get your fine podcasts. As always, we'll do a little housekeeping before we get started, and you can contact Veterans Air through our website at www.veteransair.us. You can send us a message, send us an email, or better yet, you can text us in the studio on our Google phone, 936-344-3083. Today it's just me. It's just me talking to you. So we're going to do some commentary today. And we're going to talk about Independence Day and why we celebrate it. Now, coming up on Thursday, the 4th of July, is America's birthday, and we're 248 years old. Despite what you hear every day and what everyone's saying, the United States of America is not, and I repeat, not a democracy. It's a constitutional republic, born out of the ashes of war, sacrifice, and a God-given right for self-govern. That's why we celebrate Independence Day. Today's America bears a great resemblance to the type of feudal government system that existed in 1776. Now, like then, we're going to need to fight on many fronts and in many ways to bring back the America we once had. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about the type of government that the 13 colonies lived under in 1776 and the type of the American government that we're supposed to be living under, a constitutional republic. Independence Day, July 4th, 1776, is that day that we said, enough, enough. We're going to abolish and restart, rebuild the way it's supposed to be. On July 3rd, 1996, the movie Independence Day was released. In that movie, President Thomas J. Whitmore, played by the actor Bill Pullman, made a speech before the aircraft went off to fight the aliens. He said, and I quote, "We cannot be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interests. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom, not from tyranny and oppression or persecution, but from annihilation. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but the day that the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day." Now, some of you may be going, "Doug, we're not fighting aliens. How do you know?" No, seriously. Think about it. We are fighting. We're fighting from oppression, from tyranny. We're fighting to live as Americans want to. And it's a good fight. It's a fight that we all should be having. In America today, we're in a similar fight. We're fighting to exist as Americans. We're fighting to preserve the Constitution, to preserve our society, our way of life, and the liberties, freedoms, and ideals set forth in the Constitution. And we have to fight for that every day, because if we don't, it can be whittled away and whittled away and whittled away. July 4th is celebrated as the day that we told the King of England that we, the 13 colonies, would no longer live under tyrannical rule. We would no longer bend the knee to a king or to anyone, for that matter. We will govern ourselves and we will decide the course of our own destiny. You and I, we're in charge of our own destiny. Not the government, not some federal agency, but you and I are in control of our destiny. Or rather, we should be, shouldn't we? I don't know when the last time you guys read the Declaration of Independence, but I have recently. And you know what? If you don't have a copy of the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution, you can go over to our website, www.veteransair.us, drop me a message on our contact page, and I will send you a copy of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution free, absolutely free. I'll send you one, because I think every American should know these documents. These documents is what defined America. The America that we once had, and the America that we can have again. I'm going to read to you some parts from the Declaration of Independence, just so we can refresh our memory. The Declaration of Independence starts out with the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands that have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal powers to which the law of nature and nature's God entitle them. A decent respect for the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. That paragraph says that if your government no longer serves you the way it's supposed to, that you should disband it and start another one. And they should be based on the laws of nature and the laws of God. It goes on to say, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Let's think about this for a second. The truths are self-evident, that all men are created equal. And I believe that. I believe all men and all women are created equal, that we all should have the same basic rights. Everyone has the right to life, to liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Does that mean that you have a right to be happy? No, that's not what it means. It means you have the right to pursue happiness. It goes on to say, to secure these rights, government are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. The government has no power other than the power that we give it. And admittedly, I'm a control freak. It'll be very hard to wrest any type of power from me. But why would you not be? Why would you give power to someone else over you? The only people that have power over you is your spouse and, to a great extent, your children. It goes on that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right, capitalized, of the people, capitalized, to alter or abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation in such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. It says right here in the Declaration of Independence that whenever the government stops being the government that we want it to be, that we, the people, have the right to abolish it and to have a new government. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more likely disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms for which they are accustomed. You know that saying, it's better the devil that you know than the devil that you don't, or the evil that you know or against the evil that you don't? We're willing to suffer these evils because it's easier than to abolish it and start anew. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariable the same object invites a design to reduce them under the absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. It is their right and their duty. That's your right and duty, my right and duty, even Dick's rights and duties. We, the people, are the government. That's pretty heady stuff to be written in 1776. That took some forethought and a hell of a lot of wisdom to come up with this, to say that not just that well, we don't like to be ruled by the King of England, so we're going to do it ourselves. No. What they said was the rule, the tyrannical rule of the king has reached such a point that we can no longer suffer such injustices. And it is our right, our unalienable right, to life, to liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We need to think about that come Independence Day. Independence Day is not hot dogs and hamburgers in the backyard and some fireworks. No. Independence Day is a day to wish happy birthday to America by blowing up a small portion of it. No. Independence Day is to remember these words. Independence Day is to stop and ask yourself, are you living by these words? And if not, what are you willing to do to change that? Now, before I get really, really out there, and I want to make sure that I get these out, I'm going to switch something up. I'm going to do happenings right now, and then we'll take a short break for some words from our sponsors. I want to tell you that Friday, July 5th, through the next three weekends, that's ending July 21st, the Crichton Theater will present their latest show of the, or their last show of the season, Beauty and the Beast. And Stage Right of Texas has just added two Saturday matinee performances on Saturday, July 13th and Saturday, July 20th. Beauty and the Beast is a play. Cool. Take your kiddies and go. It's at the Crichton Theater. Get tickets. Tickets are available at crichtontheater.org, if I'm not mistaken. I want to remind you that the Main Street Conroe Market is every Saturday in front of the courthouse at 301 North Thompson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Purchase homemade goods, produce as it's available, food, clothing, and sometimes entertainment. Have you been to a farmer's market? You should go. Oh, and you know what? It's free. There's a lot of local honey there. And if you're like me, you like honey. Bee vomit is just wonderful. Every Saturday, there is a jam session with photographers, musicians, storytellers, artists, food trucks, and people from the community you know and enjoy. Enjoying a Sunday fun day at the table. Madeline? Am I saying that right? Table at Madeline? From 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Petra and I recently went over there for dinner, and my first time there, and it's a pretty cool setup. They have a full bar. You can get drinks and all that stuff. You can hang out and play board games or cards or whatnot, and they have three different food trucks, and those food trucks, they change out periodically. So what you do is you go in, and you order. They place it with the food truck. The food truck brings it to you to your table. It's really cool. I liked it. It's a family gathering. You should go check it out. Every Sunday, there's a jam session. Photographers, musicians, artists, storytellers, things of that nature. I'm going to look into that more and see if I should go for my photography. Last but not least, the VFW Independence Day with the VFW 4709's Independence Day picnic is again in Candy Cane Park on Saturday 6th from 4 to 8 p.m. We will do the normal stuff that we do. We have barbecue, we have shaved ice, we have cotton candy, we have a bounce house, we have Jay being the DJ. It's a really, really good time. It is pet and family friendly. Bring your kitties. We're spending a bunch of money on the bounce house. Hey, Dick, you want to go to the bounce house with me? Dick's saying he's willing to go to the bounce house. That would be cool. Please go. It's a good time. It's free. It's a nice celebration with your family, your friends, your neighbors. And I have a special that was just handed to me about an hour before I started this show. And it comes from Warrior Mountain River Adventures with Pastor Robert Nuttall. If you're not familiar with this organization, it's their website is mywmra.org. And what Robert does is he puts together these outdoor river therapy sessions for disabled vets or veterans. As long as you're a vet, you can go. He is doing one this Friday. No, he is doing one on July 9th here in Conroe at Conroe Lake. And the VFW is sponsoring this particular trip. So if you want to go do some fishing and then have a fish fry later on in the evening, you want to go to this. And the cost of this is free, veterans. It's free. He's supplying la-di-da-di everything. You do have to have a fishing license. You do have to have a fishing license. But you can get a daily fishing license. But he supplies the bait. He supplies the rods. He supplies two boats for this. And he is holding three positions open for you if you are a VFW 4709 member. You're guaranteed to get in. He's holding three spots for you. If you're interested in this, and you should go, you can contact Robert at 832-788-0584 or email him at warrioradventures1776@gmail.com. Let me give you that number again. It's 832-788-0584, and the VFW 4709 is helping sponsoring this outing. There'll be two boats going out, so contact him today. It's on July 9th, starting at 8 a.m. Give Robert a call. I wanted to get those out, but we still have a big show to do. I want to take a short break here for something from our sponsors. We have two sponsors. We have EMW Productions that helps veterans start and fund their businesses for over 32 years. And you can contact them at 361-904-0044. If you're starting a business, or you have a business, and you're a veteran, and you need funding, give them a call. Woman's name is Darlene. Sweet woman. She'll help you out. We love her because she pays me my salary while I'm sitting here talking to you. And we also want to give a shout out to Renee and Lisa from Essence Landscaping. They're the guys that do my landscaping. And a matter of fact, next week they're going to be out of my house doing a whole bunch of handyman stuff. So they don't just cut lawns. They do a whole bunch of stuff. Give them a call. And as always, we have a short message from United Healthcare and my agent, Andrea Corpingen. Why do I destroy her name every single time? I'm sorry. I love you. I don't mean to destroy your name, but I do. Listen to her. If you need a Medicare supplement or an Advantage program, she has some designed just for veterans. So give her a call. Dick, you have that queued up to play that? All right, I'm going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about Independence Day.
Medicare can be confusing, but it doesn't have to be. My name is Andrea Corpini, and I am an agent authorized to offer AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare Insurance Company. I can guide my clients through understanding Medicare coverage options and help them discover what may make AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare a great choice. I can be reached at 281-773-6239. That's Andrea Corpini at 281-773-6239. I can help those find a plan with confidence.
Have a legal question? Are you a resident of Montgomery County? Call 281-645-6344 to talk to a volunteer attorney from the Woodlands Bar Association. We answer the phones on the first Monday of every month at 281-645-6344 from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. to provide general legal information and information about legal resources to Montgomery County residents.
Welcome back to Veterans Air, the Veterans Hour. Before our break, we were talking about the Declaration of Independence and July 4th. The Declaration of Independence isn't just telling the King of England to kiss our collective ass, but it also spells out some of the duties and responsibilities of these new American citizens. The Declaration of Independence applies to American citizens. The Declaration of Independence states, quote, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. I want you to think about what's happened this past week with the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court put out a lot of different decisions, but two of the most prevalent that affect you directly are the abolishment of the Chevron case. This basically says that whenever Congress passes a law and that law is ambiguous, the federal agency can decide what that means and what to do. There is no federal agency that you voted for, not a one. So why do they get to tell you what you're going to do? EPA shouldn't be able to come up with rules all by itself. The IRS shouldn't be able to come up with rules all by itself. But they have in the past, since 1983, the Supreme Court just overruled that and said, no, 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 no. You don't get to do this, federal agency. The other one that they did was just yesterday. It defined presidential immunity. Now, see, I'm a newsy guy. I watch a lot of different newses. I go from the far right all the way to the far left. And people are losing their minds. Some of the Supreme Court justices are losing their minds over what this means. What this means is if you're the president and you're acting as the president and you do something, after you get out of office, some prosecutor somewhere can't come and charge you and indict you with a crime. Because it's not a crime if you did it within the scope of being the president. To paraphrase FNN, well, then the president can get SEAL Team 6 to assassinate his rival or people that he doesn't like. No, that's not immunity. That's not covered under the immunity because that's a crime to begin with. Let's look at Donald J. Trump for a second. Donnie, to his close friends like me, has been indicted for 34 counts of putting wrong stuff in the wrong column on his business financial records. Did he do that while he was president? Did he do that as part of his presidential duties? No. So therefore, it's not covered under the immunity. We have talking heads and people all over the place coming up with stupid scenarios of what's going to happen. The president has always had immunity. Always. The Supreme Court just clarified that. Yeah, I got off track, but I'm back. Our government thinks that America is a democracy and not a republic. Our government thinks that it's in charge of the people as opposed to the way it's supposed to be, that we, the people, are in charge of them. Am I saying we should take up arms on the 4th of July against the government? No. Please stop calling the FBI and saying, Doug's telling me to go shoot people. I am not. But I am saying you need to be involved. You need to be involved in your government. You need to raise your voice against what you don't like and what you do like. I'm an easygoing guy. I believe everyone has rights. But when your rights take away from my rights, we're going to have a problem. I don't want to fight you, but I damn sure will. So if you don't want to fight, I suggest you just move it along. Ain't nobody special. I don't care what your Mimi said. You're not special. You don't get special rights. I don't get special rights. You don't get special rights. We all have the same rights. Your right cannot be secured by taking away the rights of someone else. The Declaration of Independence spells out a host of problems with King George, and some of those very same problems are happening today, along with a long list of others. For example, he, being King George, he has endeavored to prevent the population of the United States for the purpose of obstructing the laws of naturalization and foreigners. Do we have a problem with our southern border? There it is, right there. Same thing King George was doing. Refusing to pass others to encourage their migration hither and raising the conditions of the new appropriation of lands. If you're not entering the country legally, You have no rights, nor can you have land. You're not a citizen of the United States. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judicial powers. Yesterday, the president of these United States came on the air, on TV and the newspapers and whatnot, to say that he was fundamentally opposed to the Supreme Court and their decisions. You don't get to say that, Mr. President. The Supreme Court is the highest law in the land. Period. Underscore. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tender of their offices and the amount of payment of their salaries. No judge should be appointed. None. There should be no appointed judges. Every single judge should be voted on, including their salary. The judge does not work for the Democrats, the Republicans, the independents, the unicorn party. No. They work for the people, for you and me. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat them out of their subsistence. 87,000 new IRS agents. Do I need say more? So what was happening in 1776 appears to be happening today. But the difference is the people, the Americans of 1776, were a hell of a lot more vocal and a hell of a lot more involved with what's going on in their lives and the rule of their life. We're not. We're like frogs. You put a frog in warm water and he'll sit there and be happy. You slowly heat that water and he's going to still sit there and be happy until the point that he's boiling to death. That's the American people today. Do any of these sound familiar to you? Because they do to me. When a government turns on those that gave it power to govern, it may be time for a change. Or at the very least, we need to remove lobbyists and special interests, the industrial military complex, and all of DEI's bullcrap. But that's just me. We can't discuss the Declaration of Independence without also discussing the Constitution, because those two documents work hand in hand. And I think it's important that we take a look briefly at the preamble to the Constitution. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessing of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. We do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America. Let me ask you a question. Can you honestly say that we have these things now? Do we have fair and equal justice under the law for all, for everyone? Do we have that today? Honestly answer this question. Do we have domestic tranquility while our cities and campuses burn? Is that tranquility? Where we beat up old Jewish ladies because they want to go to the synagogue? Is that tranquility? Is that the way Americans act? Because that's not the way Americans act. It's not. Do we have a military or law enforcement? Recruitments for both of these are dangerously low. Why can't we recruit for the military
and for the police officers, for our law enforcement. Why are these levels so dangerously low? You know why. I know why. Do I need to tell you why? All right, fine, I'll tell you why. After George Floyd, this country lost its ever-loving mind and wanted to defund the police. And some cities and municipalities and whatnot have done so, have cut their budget, and have made it really distasteful to be a law officer. So they're retiring. They're retiring themselves out. I'm done. I'm gonna go flip hamburgers. We don't pay our police officers that much, just so you know. And we've included all of this DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusiveness. Bull crap. This is America. We work on a merit-based system. If you're good, you're rewarded. If you suck, here's a shovel, dig a hole. That's why our military is at dangerously low levels. That's why our police department is at dangerously low levels. Now, I'm going to tell you something that you may not want to hear, but that thin blue line is reality. Remove your police officers and people's worst basic instincts will come into play and we will tear ourselves apart. Do we promote the general welfare? And when I talk to people about that, they say, well, we have welfare. No, that's not what they're talking about. That's not what the document's talking about. Welfare, a government handout, portions of taxpayers' money going to this guy because he needs a helping hand. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about promoting the general welfare. Do we conduct ourselves? Do we have laws and standards in the United States so that you can provide for yourself? Or have we put barriers in the way so you can't provide for yourself? Jim Crow is a perfect example. Thank God we got rid of it. But that was what they were talking about, general welfare. We can't have laws that apply to some and not to all. Congress, if you're listening to me, you cannot pass a law that applies to we the people and not to you. We must promote the general welfare. And for the most part, we do a good job of it. It's not perfect, but we do a fairly good job of it. If you don't like the way that we're doing it, come up with a change. I'm going too fast, aren't I, Dick? When you should say like halfway through, slow your butt down. Yeah, you can do this. This is like radio talk thing. Do this. Production talk. Each of us must ask ourselves these questions and answer them honestly. If you find the answers lacking, then it is up to you to change the answers. I'm not going to tell you how. The how will be answered by each man's soul. Thomas Jefferson, obviously a wiser man than I, said the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. The 4th of July gives us the opportunity to reflect on that statement. The tree of liberty must be refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants from time to time. Which one are you? I'm glad that I live in America. I'm glad that I live in the America that I want it to be and not the America that it is. Let me say that differently. I live my life and conduct myself as a citizen of the America that I want to be. Not the America that we currently have, not the America of yesteryear, but I conduct myself the way I want America to be. Because I'm a vocal guy. I make my living by talking. So I talk to a lot of people, and I tell them what it is I want. I was talking to Senator Cruz last weekend, the weekend before, I can't remember which, just after D-Day. He came down to the VFW just to meet with some veterans and say thank you for your service. And I got a chance to, you know, take my picture with him and all that other stuff. But we had a chance to speak briefly. And I spoke to him about something that we need to change here in Texas. Now, he's a United States senator, but he's also a Texas representative. He's our duly elected senator from Texas. And I said to him, I said, Ted, you know that Houston floods? He says, yeah, that's really bad. And I said, and you voted for an appropriations bill for flooding for Texas, where the federal government gave money, my money, to help out for the flooding here in Houston. He said, yeah, that's right. And I said, and did you stop and think about all the people that are around Houston? All the people that flood regularly? River Point Plantation? My house? I said, Ted, I've flooded so far 3 times where I had to rebuild the inside of my house because I got water in it. Now, I can handle all the water that falls on my property. I absolutely can. Go by my house, you'll see big yellow dams keeping the water out. I got pumps and sandbags, the whole nine yards. What I can't handle is the water from the rest of the street. So everything runs down, and when it gets too high, it crosses over the berm of the road and straight down into my driveway and floods my house. But that can be taken care of. That could be fixed by keeping the ditches clean, by resurfacing the road. Thousand of other things that we've given the ability to our government to fix, but it hasn't. Our government hasn't controlled or enforced, rather, the laws for naturalization and to come into this country. Millions of people have just crossed the border, walked in, get a free phone and a bus ticket or an airline ticket. See ya. Come back in 5 to 7 years. Please. Really? There's laws on the books. There are laws to enter the United States. There are laws in the way you have to seek asylum. There's laws for naturalization. Our government just can't decide not to enforce them. If our government doesn't enforce them, that's a criminal act. That in and of itself is a criminal act. The law applies to everyone. Applies to me, applies to you, but it doesn't apply to the president. Doesn't apply to Congress. Bull crap, of course it does. I have such a dry mouth today. How much time I got? 10 minutes? 5 minutes? Okay. I encourage you this 4th of July, this Independence Day, to think upon the meaning of Independence Day as you're celebrating the day off. By all means, enjoy that cold beer. Enjoy that hot dog and hamburger, being in the pool with the kiddies. By all means, enjoy Independence Day. Celebrate the birth of America. But I want you all also to think about what caused the birth of America. I want you to think about what the 13 colonies wanted in the form of a government. It isn't democracy. It's a republic. I don't care how much the news calls it a democracy. I don't care how much the president or Donnie calls it a democracy. We are not a democracy. We are a republic. And if we choose to become a democracy, that will be the death of America as we know it. So, you know what? I didn't do a closing, Dick. I'm going to try to do, he's smiling, being on him so good. I'm going to try to remember my closing by rote. Is that the right word? Remember by rote? Well, that's about it for this episode of Veterans Air. As we leave, we're going to listen to the Warrior song, Warrior Project song, as we always do. And you can download that song from iTunes, wherever you get your fine music. It's a worthy organization, and I thank them for letting us to listen to this song, the Warriors Project song. And as we listen to this song, I want you to think about the men and women in uniform that are standing in harm's way today to protect our freedom and our liberties. If you are wearing the uniform, I want to say to you, thank you. I want to say to you, I'm proud of you. And until next month, stay safe and stay vigilant.
Trio.